This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have a friend named Jeff Wright. I've known Jeff for quite a while. And he asked me to look at something, and I did, and I am. And first things first, let me explain where my philosophy comes if I am engaging a target. I look at, whenever I'm pulling up on a target, I think of it as I'm about to be in a gunfight. And I let my head go into this. I am not a marksman, per se. I'm not a trick shooter, per se. If I'm trying to shoot in slow, measured shooting, I'm trying to group. A lot of times, based on where I am seeing the sights versus where I am hitting, that may indicate the sights are off. It may indicate something's wrong with my trigger pull or my grip. Okay? In shooting, right? Like my friend JT, JT is a sniper, and snipers are very precise shooters. If they're shooting five rounds, they're all going to fit into something about the size of a dime. And if they're not fitting in something that small, then they're very concerned with where they're hitting. They're concerned with how that's happening. Am I breathing wrong? Is my trigger pull different? How much of my finger am I using? What's happening with my scope? That kind of thing. Now, when I go and shoot, I'm not, you know, if I'm shooting and there's other people shooting there, I'm not competing with them. I'm not competing with them. If they're slower or faster, if they're a better shot than me, as far as hitting things and, you know, drawing a picture, drawing this little smiley face on, that's good. That's great. But my position is this. If I'm looking at a target, like when I go to my friend Mark's house, he has a lot of steel targets for me to shoot. So the steel becomes my bullseye, the entire steel plate. I get into a little online debate about hitting targets at 10 yards or, you know, and you know, 10 yards is about 30 feet. The real gunfights are going to be about 3 feet. The real gunfights are going to be about speed and hits and who hits first. So, should you get very hung up about how small your groups are? Well, if you're doing slow, measured shooting and you want to be a bullseye shooter, I would say yes. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, I would say no. Carrying a gun for self-defense, some of your training should consist at least of having the gun in the holster from, you know, inside the waistband, outside the waistband, whichever way you're going to carry. Okay, that's item number one. Item number two, you should do a lot of training where you're just drawing the gun at a smooth, in a smooth motion, right, straight up and straight out, and then getting that first shot off. And all of that should be in one motion, up, out, fire. That should be a primary drill that you do. Another one that you should be heavily concentrating on is the replacing the gun in the holster. But when it comes to shooting, the way I shoot, and this even with all of the, I'm pretty fast. I don't mind admitting I'm pretty fast. I mean, you can watch my videos if you want to on YouTube at Lock and Load Radio 1. And you tell me if I'm fast. If I'm slow, tell me I'm slow if you think I'm slow. I'm not trying to be the fastest. I'm just trying to, in my mind's eye, I'm trying to lay down a wall of lead to where whoever's trying to shoot at me won't want to. I want them to be hiding. A lot of times when I am practicing the shooting, I'm backing up as I'm trying because I think that is probably a realistic scenario to be involved in. If I'm trying to shoot at somebody to put them down, I'm not going to try to get too close to them. I'm going to be hunting for cover. Because I know that sooner or later, if I'm pulling the trigger on this gun as fast as I can, sooner or later that slide's going to lock back and that magazine's going to be empty. And I've got to reload it. So I'm either going to be moved, I need to then start moving laterally, or I need to be behind cover. So my primary reason for carrying a gun is for self-defense. So tiny groups are not something I'm seeking. If I could shoot it blazingly fast and put everything in something the size of a dime, I would be on tour. Everybody be going, Jerry Michalik who? Now, if you're carrying a gun for something else, if you're carrying it for sport, if you are a bullseye shooter, if you're a target shooter, whatever discipline you're in, of course, by all means, go practice that way. But when you're out there practicing and you're looking at the bad guy's silhouette, if you're hitting in center mass, you know, and if you have more than an inch between three bullet holes, if you're putting out there, if you're trying to zero, because three used to be the rounds we used in the number of rounds we used in the military. If it's bigger than that, but it's still within the center mass, you're doing a very good job. Because center mass, and that's one thing JT did teach me. He has this box he aims for in the upper body that he calls the coroner's box or the kill box. And that's where most of the time if you get hit there, you're going to die. Now, you may not die right away, but you're going to die. And when I'm training, like when I'm backing up and I'm shooting at steel, I'm trying to shoot at steel plates that are roughly the size of that kill box. So if I'm out there and I'm shooting at something and I get off a string of six shots and I hit the kill box with five of them, I have probably won the gunfight. But I think in terms, as far as the way I shoot, when I'm thinking in terms, I'm thinking 3-3-3. 3 seconds, 3 rounds, 3 feet. So anything else that I train in excess of those things makes that 3 seconds, 3 rounds, 3 feet all the easier. There are a lot of things that can go into play with those things. How do you create space if you're really tight and close with them? How close can you be? I mean, you can literally, you know, if you go to the classes, you're going to literally train laying on the target and firing at the target while you lay on it. Because that's life. That's the way it goes. But you shoot to neutralize. You shoot to neutralize. That's the other reason I fire in the strings of shot that I do fire, simply because you are shooting to neutralize, and a lot of times 1, 2, 3 does not stop a bad guy. So, should you worry about shooting a small group? No, you should worry about learning how to clear a malfunction in your weapon. You should learn about reloading and moving at the same time. You should worry about that first draw stroke and sticking it out and that first shot going. And of all things you should be worried about, the last thing you should be worried about is, am I shooting a tight, little, tiny, little group? You want your shots to be on target, but you don't have to do it in some obsessive, compulsive way. It's not pride in a gunfight doesn't win gunfights. Hits, first fast hits win gunfights. Don't worry about what somebody says. Oh, look, his shots are all over the place. Don't worry about that. Go your own way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right. Should we, well, first of all, let's get to the root of the matter. Misrepresentation of guns and misrepresentation of gun owners by leftist politicians and in the leftist media articles is rampant. It is dishonest. It is acutely dishonest. Guns are always high-powered, and they're automatic and high-capacity. Small arms ammunition is explosive. All guns are assault weapons. All guns are preferred by criminals. Honest gun owners are either paranoid and unstable and looking for an excuse to shoot one. And this assumption of criminality on the part of all American gun owners is the overarching theme. No alternative view is ever permitted. And credulous but naive, belief in that false but suffocating narrative proved fatal for at least one Virginia Beach homicide victim. She wanted to carry a gun for self-protection on her way to work that morning, but it was dissuaded by the city's and her employer's no-gun policy. So, as a result, she died along with 11 others regretting that decision. In the aftermath, the media snobs and the politicians alike, safe and secure behind their veritable army of heavily armed bodyguards, piously wring their hands and predictably describe this multiple homicide as senseless, as if they were aware of some sensible murders that have happened out there that I don't know about. And while the victims' unarmed bodies were still warm, they immediately launch into their well-rehearsed anti-gun tirade. They insist that all gun owners, all honest gun owners who have never committed a crime, they need to be punished. They insist gun-free zones need to be expanded. They insist a whole new layer of restrictions needs to be imposed so that it becomes nearly impossible for anyone to acquire a gun legally. They insist effective ammunition, normal capacity magazines, and any gun that can conceivably be used effectively to protect oneself needs to be banned from private possession. And they insist the concealed carry laws all need to be revoked. What they never reveal is that none of these new proposed restrictions will ever apply to them personally nor their families. They, along with their bodyguards, will always be exempted from observing a gun-free zone. Restrictions on ammunition and weapon type and magazine capacities will never apply to them nor their bodyguards. They know and understand just how effective guns are in protecting their lives, and accordingly they take no chances when it comes to their own safety. Ours, however, is obviously unimportant. So what's the lesson here? Well, the lesson is this. Whenever a politician proposes some new restriction on your freedom, your individual freedom as an American citizen, for your own good, never believe it, particularly when they conveniently cynically exempt themselves from ever observing any of it. Because all of these proposals are designed without fail to benefit them and not you. And gun-free zones, observe them at your own peril. And remember, politicians don't. You can be sure of that. Now, at about 4:10, let me shift a little bit. At about 4:10, going back to this kid in Walmart in Springfield, 8 August, he walked, that was about 8 days ago. This is right after everything that was happening in Dayton and El Paso happened. In Missouri, you can open carry. You can open carry a rifle. You can open carry a pistol. This guy decided to, he was wearing a t-shirt and a tactical vest. He had a rifle. And he was filming himself. He did not threaten anybody. He did not point the rifle at anyone or make any threats that are known at this time. A manager at the store pulled the store alarm, causing a panic while the customers evacuated the store. And this guy's name was Dmitry Andreychenko. He evacuated with the other customers, and as he left the store, a firefighter with a concealed carry permit, who was armed, drew his pistol and held Dmitry for police. In the video, the surveillance video, you can see that Dmitry is calmly complying with police orders. He was not wearing body armor, by the way. He was wearing some sort of web gear, which, you know, whenever the media sees that, this is all body armor. So, they booked him on suspicion of first degree making a terrorist threat. And that's already been dismissed by the prosecutor. According to the Springfield police in their report, he said he pulled up to the Walmart where he donned body armor and military fatigues. And they said he had tactical weapons, which I don't know what makes a weapon tactical, to be honest with you. Store manager at the neighborhood market pulled a fire alarm, urging people to escape the store. Right now, no video from inside the store has been released, and when it is, I suspect that we'll see that Dmitry calmly pushed a cart through Walmart while he was holding his phone out in selfie mode. They're already saying he had no intention of shooting anybody. They said the initial arrest charge will be a terrorist threat in the first degree, but that's been dismissed because open carry is legal. Now, the Walmart manager couldn't possibly be guilty of a terrorist threat because he's the one that put everybody in a panic. But even when an armed citizen confronted Dmitry, neither one of them felt the need to shoot each other. Isn't that instructive? And rights are not very useful if they can be taken from you when you need them the most. But right now, the public is fearful. The public is fearful. But the question becomes, was Dmitry demonstrating that the right to carry is not worth much if simply carrying a legal weapon in a public place while videoing yourself can be charged as a terrorist threat? That's an interesting question to pause. I still think the kid was sort of stupid, but that's all beside the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rolled back a prior nationwide injunction that blocked the Trump administration's attempt to deny most asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. Reversing the move everywhere outside the Ninth Circuit means those who cross the border into California or Arizona will be able to seek asylum, while those entering in New Mexico and Texas will be barred unless they're from Mexico. The New York City Medical Examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy was released on Friday and determines the official cause of death as suicide by hanging. Dr. Cyril Redd is a forensic pathologist. He remains skeptical of the findings.
I want to hear more. If they tell me he hurled himself down, fine. But if they're telling me that he was just kneeling down and he broke the hyoid bone and the cervical vertebrae. I'm sorry, I do not buy that.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Wednesday, Philadelphia police officers attempted to execute a warrant against Maurice Hill in the Nice Town section of Philadelphia when he opened fire and shot and wounded six police officers. Police said the incident began when an officer attempted to serve a warrant. Ross said that officers were already inside and in the rear of the building when the gunman, Mr. Hill, opened up and started firing at them, forcing them to escape a barrage of bullets through windows and doors. Ross said this was a narcotics warrant that went awry almost immediately, and the officers came under fire. He said officers were in different areas of the building to quickly secure it, and some became trapped upstairs. And the good news is all the wounded officers have been treated for their wounds and released. Mr. Hill barricaded himself in the residence and remained there during an eight-hour standoff with the Philly police until they fired tear gas inside and swarmed the residence after midnight last night. He was then taken into custody. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney had this to say about Mr. Hill. He said the suspect had a criminal history and was able to get these weapons and a large magazine, a large amount of bullets. He criticized federal and state governments for what he said was a lack of progress on gun control and an unwillingness to stand up to the National Rifle Association and others. So, whether it's our six officers or something, that were shot, or it's some 15, 17, 20-year-old kid on the streets of Philadelphia who gets shot with guns, that shouldn't be in people's hands. It's aggravating. It's saddening. It's just something we need to do something about, he said. Our officers deserve to be protected, and they don't deserve to be shot at by a guy for hours with an unlimited supply of weapons and an unlimited supply of bullets. Elizabeth Warren, tweak it. I am heartsick for the Philadelphia officers and their loved ones and grateful for the brave first responders helping people get to safety. We don't have to live like this. We must pass gun reform laws to end the gun violence epidemic now. So, you see, Mr. Hill, as the career criminal that he is, he's not to blame. He's not to blame for these shootings of these police officers. No, he's not. The availability of guns made him do it. The availability of bullets made him do it. NRA made him do it. Lack of action of taking away rights from people made him do it. Mayor Kenney and Senator Pocahontas are apparently unaware that just like dealing in controlled substances and attempted murder, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon is already against the law. Hill was, is, and is going to be for the rest of his life, by any definition, a prohibited person who couldn't legally possess a gun or ammunition. We get this from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Public records show that Hill had been arrested about a dozen times since turning 18, and I think he's 36, so, you know, half of his life, and convicted six times on charges that involved illegal possession of guns, drug dealing, and aggravated assault. He's been in and out of prison. The longest sentence handed him came in 2010 when a federal judge gave him a 55-month term. Oh, and he also spent time in federal prison. In 2008, he pleaded guilty to federal firearms violations when he was caught with a Smith & Wesson 357 revolver and a Taurus PT-45 semi-automatic. He had prior felony convictions that would prohibit him from owning those as well. District Judge Paul S. Diamond sentenced him to 4 years and 7 months in prison. So it seems that against all odds, Maurice Hill didn't really care about the web of state and federal gun control laws that are already in place that were designed to prevent him from getting a gun. Can you imagine? Claiming that a shooting of this type by a person like this is somehow attributable to a lack of sufficient gun control law in America is the worst kind of ignorant, opportunistic demagoguery out there. In other words, it's par for the course for any, you know, after any kind of high-profile incident involving a gun, but definitely one where, you know. But see, this is the thing. This puts the lie to gun control, to the whole idea of gun control. This puts the lie to it. And the gun controllers will never admit that. They're never going to admit that all gun control is aimed at law-abiding people. So I was sort of asked to repeat this as well, so let me repeat this. There's two kinds of law. There's regular law. Regular law is where you're out there and they're saying, do not drive this fast or you will be punished for it. Regular law says, don't kill people at all or you will be punished for it. Regular law says don't do these, don't steal things, don't hurt people, don't rape people, or you'll be punished for it. And regular law makes it an offense to do so, and then it has a punishment designed for it. These are all offenses against society, if you want to put it that way. Gun control law, like all law, for that matter, when you're dealing with criminals, gun control law, the only people that we know of that are definitely going to fall in line with gun control law are going to be law-abiding citizens. Gun control law only affects law-abiding citizens. When legislators are out there describing gun control law, when they're putting something together, they know that it's only going to affect you. They know it's not going to affect criminals. They know that. They know that just as sure as we're sitting here right now. They know it's not going to affect criminals. It's not going to affect anybody that isn't a criminal. It's only going to affect the law-abiding. It's all designed, and they know it, to make it harder for you to observe one of your rights, to exercise one of your rights. So whereas other law other than gun control law looks at an offense, describes it as an offense, and describes the punishment for the offense in separate parts of the law. Gun control law is always designed to take guns from everybody, whether you committed a crime or not. So if somebody uses a Glock 19 in the commission of a crime, then all Glock 19s must be banned. Even the millions of the ones that you guys own that you haven't used for a crime, you're not going to use for a crime, you're never going to break the law. You know, you'll die owning that gun, and they all got to go. Gun control is the only kind of law out there where they punish everybody for what one person does. But you can't get, like, I can't get punished for, you know, killing somebody that somebody else kills. They can just take my gun from me as if I was, the fact that I had that gun made that other gun possible. So that's the problem I have with gun control law, and that's the problem I have with gun controllers, period. And that's a big problem I have with the Philadelphia mayor who got out there and said, the reason this happened is because of this. No, the reason that happened is there's a lot of reasons that happened. I don't know how well the officers were trained. If they were serving a warrant on that guy, they obviously should have hit him hard. But, you know, I'm sure they would have been, the police would have been hit hard for that in response. And then more Ferguson effect. It's just a weird time right now for law enforcement. Law enforcement gets in all kinds of trouble just for doing the job. But hey, gun control law is designed to punish you too. We punish the bad guy. Well, we're going to punish somebody, so it's going to be the good guys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
From the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. San Antonio's ICE office, Immigration's Customs Enforcement Office, was hit with a barrage of rounds in the wee hours of the morning here recently, mercifully hitting nobody, though there were people working in the specially targeted office. And what happened, that was political terrorism. That was a political attack rooted in the diehard opposition to any enforcement of the U.S. border. Period. That's all it is. According to the Washington Examiner, it was the fourth such act targeting law enforcement in just a few weeks. Last month, protesters with Never Again blocked the entrances to ICE's national headquarters in Washington, D.C. In mid-July, police in Tacoma, Washington fatally shot an armed man after they said he hurled Molotov cocktails at an ICE building. On July 12th, a group of protesters in Aurora, Colorado, took down an American flag and two other fat flags from outside an ICE facility and raised a Mexican flag and defaced thin blue line flag, which commemorates law enforcement. And this is all being brought to you by Antifa. Given their open advocacy for violence and encouragement from some elements of the media, like as in Frito Cuomo. But there are others from the list cited by the Examiner above, as well as, you know, a new investigative book that Michelle Malkin has written, chronicling the funders of open borders. All of this represents a downward slide. The Latin Americanization of U.S. politics. If you want to know how Colombia became a hellhole in the late 1990s, when first Pablo Escobar and his M19 leftist guerrilla allies waged a reign of terror at the country's judges, then the Cali cartel did its damage. Then the FARC Marxist narco-terrorists made open warfare with the Colombia government. And now the ELN has made Colombia so miserable. Look no further than the leftist rhetoric coming from the politicians, the press, and the university intellectuals. That all precipitated everything I just told you. Together, they created the Petri dish from which terror attacks on government buildings could go off with such impunity. From San Antonio in particular, we're seeing the bedrock of incivility and leftist rhetoric already being laid. City's Congressman, Representative Joaquin Castro, was last seen doxing his constituents for donating money to President Trump's re-election campaign, and whether he admits it or not, encouraging harassment of the locals he purportedly represents. The city's Archbishop, Gustavo Garcia Siller, openly declared President Trump a racist and unprecedented wading into politics for a Catholic priest, and something he had to apologize for. But the deed was done. The rhetoric was out there, and the next thing you know, a quite possibly liberation theology-minded leftist radical shut up the ICE offices in San Antonio. After this happened, after all this violence was aimed at San Antonio, the Archbishop hasn't condemned what happened at his hometown ICE offices. His outrage over gun violence is selective. Nor have any Democratic politicians, so far as I've been able to find. It's hard to prove a negative, but I hunted and didn't see any outrage from leftists, whether political, academic, or media-centered. The scary thing about this is not the hypocrisy of these supposed anti-gun violencers, but the stage has been set for worse acts to follow. And if the thugs who shut up the government office can get away with this, and no condemnation from the Petri dish that nourishes their sick little dreams of violence and civil war, what's to stop them from cooking up something worse? Nobody in the establishment is going to say anything. And this is what's making this attack a signal that worse is coming. I will tell you my fear of what's going to occur. Have you ever seen these groups that are down on the border that are armed, that go out there and try to aid Border Patrol? And a lot of them get arrested, but yet they go out there and do it anyway, even though knowing that that's a possibility, they're going to get arrested just for wanting to help. At some point, if this continues, we're going to be pressed hard into a position where we're going to be forced to make a choice of backing law enforcement with more than moral and rhetoric, actually getting out there and putting stuff on and looking Antifa across the way in the eye, or just letting them be hit constantly. Now I want to ask you a question. Let's say you're in a border town. Let's say you're at the border, and you're at the border town, and you're just sitting there, and you hear gunfire, and you see light flickering in the distance, and you pull around that corner, and there's a group of people on the outside attacking law enforcement, lobbing Molotov cocktails at them. What are you going to do? Are you just going to watch it? Are you just going to let it happen? What if one of your loved ones is in law enforcement? They're there. Law enforcement, it's a lot of different things, and it's a very hard thing to be. But one thing it is for a lot of people is simply a job. A lot of people in law enforcement are not actually cops. You know, they're administrative, they do IT work. But they're all in the same building. So if you're sitting there and you're just a law-abiding citizen observing an attack on law enforcement by a bunch of terrorists, what will you do? If they notice you and start firing at you, what will you do? And this is where conjecture starts to come in. I can see bands of people that will not stand for that, that will band together It's sort of a loose amalgamation, if you will, for when Antifa comes to town. And then Antifa, with all of their John Brown Gun Club and all this other stuff, they'll actually be forced into something where, and some of these people are going to be vets. Some of these people are going to be pipe hitters. Some of these people are not only going to come to play, they will have played before, and they were probably pretty good players. They might have been MVPs. And then they're going to clean the clocks of Antifa, and then if they're smart, they're going to vanish into thin air. That would be the smartest thing to do. I am not advocating for violence. I would never, I don't want to see any violence. And unfortunately, Antifa is not listening to people like me. But I will tell you this. We cannot allow this to happen here. We cannot sit by, idly by, while evil is brought down on people because of their job. We've seen this too many times in history to sit back and let this happen again. We don't have to this time. We are in a unique position of all mankind to do something about that if we have to. And I don't want to. I really don't. And I fear that some of us are going to be pressed into that despite our misgivings about it. And if that happens, God help Antifa. Coming up next, I'm going to talk to Dean Weingarten. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.